The next day, Rapunzel cleaned her room and braided her hair. The witch came at lunchtime. She brought Rapunzel a sandwich and showed her how to make medicine to cure headaches. But as the witch was leaving, she saw Justin's rope lying on the floor.
"Whose rope is this? Where did you get it? Do you want to escape?"
Rapunzel tried to explain, but the witch was too upset.
"I love you like a daughter. Do you really hate me so much that you want to leave?"
"No, there was a man," said Rapunzel.
"A man?"
the witch cried.
"Fine, go to him. Go!"
Tears poured down the witch's face.
"Go and live happily ever after with this man."
The witch threw some magic powder at the floor, and Rapunzel immediately fell asleep. When she woke up, she was not in the tower anymore. She was lying under a tree in the forest. Her hair was cut. Rapunzel cried for 10 minutes, and then she stood up and decided to look for her tower. Meanwhile, back at the tower, Justin returned as promised.
"Rapunzel, Rapunzel, let down your hair,"
he shouted from beneath the window, and the hair dropped down in front of his face. But as I'm sure you know, it wasn't Rapunzel in the tower. It was the witch. When Justin got to the top of the tower, the witch pulled him in through the window.
"So, you are the man who wants to take my Rapunzel," she said. "I see. Well then, go and live happily ever after together."
The witch blew a handful of powder into his face, and with that, Justin was blind.